Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Tom Kelly, Regional Director of Operations and Sales at Logistics Plus. Tom, we welcome you into the Business Spotlight. Thanks for joining us. Let's start by having you provide some insight into your background and how you came to join Logistics Plus 3 years ago.
Yes, I grew up in Huntington Beach, California, and I went to college at University of Phoenix Online, and I got my bachelor's degree with them. I've got a wife and two little girls that kind of run my world. I've been in the transportation industry for 20 years. I started out with a domestic ocean carrier that shipped to Hawaii, Guam, Puerto Rico, and Alaska, and we also operated a port drayage operation on the West Coast. I cut my teeth with them working in various operational roles, and after about 10 years with them, I took a break, moved to Australia for a brief period of time, and then I came back to Southern California working for a publicly traded LTL carrier. I was with them for about 7 years in various markets from Southern California to Northern California, and then finally moved to Texas. And from there, I had an opportunity to move back to Southern California with Logistics Plus.
Tom, I understand that when you first started with LP, you only had a modest warehousing presence. But now things have really changed, and you have over 1 million square feet across multiple facilities.
Yeah, it's really crazy to think about the space that we have added. You don't often take a lot of time to think about, a couple years ago to where we're at now, because we've been so busy dialing things in. And I think we're just kind of scratching the surface of what our warehousing operations can be.
You've been in the transportation industry for 20 years and with LP for 3 of those. What's been the major difference in organizational structure that you've noticed about LP compared to other companies?
Yes, probably the thing that sticks out the most is I've worked, the other companies I was at were all public. So it's a very different, approach to problem solving. You have to, bring 100 people in the room and, have so many stamps of approval, where with LP, you can get results so much faster because, they kind of empower everybody to make these decisions, as long as they're logical, you're able to make them. And if it's something that's really a big deal, it's a lot easier because you have so much access to Jim that you can just go straight to him with things and say, hey, here's what's going on. Here's what I'm thinking. And I'd like to make a decision. And so I'd say the biggest thing is from the start to finish of problem solving is really expedited at this company.
Tom, where are the LP facilities located in Southern California, and what can you tell us about each of them?
Well, we have our brand new facility, was brand new in October in Chino. That is just, a beautiful building, roughly 600,000 square feet, the nicest warehouse/building I've ever, had the pleasure to work in. We're racking it. We'll have about 12,000 racked solar positions. The building is LEED certified. We've got, the permits and licenses for, alcohol distribution as well as food distribution. And most recently, within the last couple of weeks, we've added a building in Ontario that is about 275,000 square feet. So we're just really excited to get that building up and running.
I would imagine that there had to be a massive undertaking to open up such a large facility. Take us through that process.
Yes, there's a lot of moving parts that go into, not just opening a building, but transitioning from a smaller building into a larger building, while still trying to service your customers. So we're lucky to have some great people, not just locally, but throughout the organization that took the majority of the pain out of that process. We brought people in from multiple locations across the country, that were just 100% on board to help with anything we needed. And my local team was really able to focus on driving the day to day. You know, say your 8-to-5 kind of operation, and after that kick into transfer mode, while all of our visitors were able to run this transfers and settling into the new building and things like that. So we just threw, you know, some very well qualified people at it, and it made it so much easier than it probably would have been in general conditions.
Tom, how many people do you employ at just the Chino facility?
In Chino, our operation kind of fluctuates based off of our workload. So, you know, we might on average have 30 people, but depending on, you know, what we have going on, we've had that flex up to about 70 people, depending on our various projects that our customers have us do. So currently we have some kitting projects that we're working on. So we've fluctuated our staff up a little bit higher to knock out this project for our client.
I'm sure there were some growing pains involved in opening up that facility. How long into that process did you realize that you had the right team assembled to take on the challenge of running the Chino warehouse?
Right away, we were ready. You know, we don't back away from any of these challenges. So we filled up our previous building and we're looking for this one. So as soon as we were looking for this one, we already had our mindset on filling it. So, you know, I had teased around with Jim and Yuri very early on in this transition that, you know, by the end of Q1, beginning of Q2, we'd be ready for our next, you know, facility. And that's kind of actually, it came to fruition, you know, which I never really in a million years expected it to that quickly. But because we're just always ready for whatever you throw at us, we've been able to take on all these new clients. We just took on a new one within the last couple of weeks that it'll be a, you know, it's a very large company. We have NDAs, so we can't talk about who they are, but it's really drove the growth here, you know, over the last 2 weeks too.
How did COVID-19 affect the early operation of the Chino warehouse?
There was a lot of uncertainty at the very beginning, you know, because I think much like everybody else, we didn't know what to expect. So we kind of collectively said, okay, let's be very cautious of, you know, our staffing situations, things like that. That didn't last very long. You know, very quickly we saw there was still a need, but the need shifted. You know, it went from, you know, just like some of the basic, you know, e-commerce stuff to initially a pretty big surge in this PPE business. So you saw people bringing in masks and gowns and, you know, face shields, gloves, things like that. And we transitioned to that pretty quickly and seamlessly. So, you know, then we start targeting people that are in the PPE world. So that wave really helped us get past any lull in the other general business that was happening. And then as people started to, you know, start doing more home online shopping, then we were able to start securing some of this other business that was more e-commerce driven.
Tom, we've been very impressed as we've talked to different LP employees during the pandemic about the company's ability to adapt to that situation quickly and take on the challenges of not only continuing to serve their clients, but also serving communities by transporting PPE and other important COVID-related materials.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, we just have this ability to kind of be like a chameleon and just adapt to whatever is thrown at us and not just adapt. You know, everyone can say, oh, well, we'll do it and we'll adapt, but we adapt really well. So, you know, whatever functions we pivot into, we'll just, you know, we look at it and we figure it out and like we get good at it. So it's pretty impressive.
It is impressive. And whether it's Erie, PA, Southern California, or Dubai, Logistics Plus always seems to adapt and find a way to get the job done.
Yes, I agree completely. I think that, you know, the communication that comes out from the corporate team, you know, that's kind of where it all starts. And like your people on a local level see, you know, whether it's Jim's thoughts for the day or just, you know, pictures of events that they have there, or, you know, Jim just really talking about, oh, well, we, you know, had this project pop up over here and, you know, overnight we fixed it. So it's kind of inspiring at a local level. And from, you know, my standpoint, from a leadership level, it's also good because you have that to relate to. So if we have a new project and you have some people that are like, oh, you're crazy, why did you sign us up for that? Oh, well, hey, look, like, we just did something like this on the other side of the country or on the other side of the globe. Like, why do you think we could do it there but not here? So you could kind of use it as inspiration to motivate the teams.
What were the strategic advantages of opening up this huge facility in Chino?
You know, number one is space. In this place, we have 107 doors here. So to compare, the building we were operating in before, you had 40. So, you know, we more than doubled the amount of doors. So, you know, naturally, you double your doors. That means you could really double all your operational, you know, in and outs, right? Because you have extra dock doors, extra dock plates to use. We were able to connect with a really good equipment provider that was able to get us plenty of equipment before, you know, this shortage. Right now there's a shortage in the industry of forklifts and stuff. So the timing and everything was really in our favor. The space was really in our favor because there's so many people needing space right now. And then we're also a little bit closer to the port, so you're able to cut down a bit of the drive on the port drayage, which, you know, saves clients a little bit of money on their port drayage as well.
What other services or specialties do the LP California locations provide to Logistics Plus customers?
We can do anything our customers need. You know, so I know I mentioned a little bit earlier, we're doing some assembly and kitting projects. You know, the e-commerce stuff we're doing, and we have integrations that we can build into the different various shopping carts that our clients will use. Literally anything that our customers throw at us, we'll just sit back, assess it, and we'll come up with a solution and we'll provide it.
And that's really a company trait, no matter where you are, if you work for LP.
Absolutely. You know, Jim drives that, like I said, through his daily thoughts of the day and any communication is, you know, it's always kind of a reminder one way or another to find a way to yes.
What has propelled the phenomenal growth that you've experienced out west?
I would say, you know, the first factor is just the unbelievable team that we have around us here. You know, locally and from a corporate standpoint, our leadership group that I have here, you know, Eric, Ben, Justin, Angela, and Kurt, they just set the tone every day. You know, they come in and whatever the task may be, they're always know, like, we got to get after it today, guys. This is what we have. Let's do it. And just, you know, that's kind of the finding a way to yes factor, right? Just trying to find ways to make the impossible possible. And so that leads to, like, the second part of that is by doing that, it just leaves a lasting impression for our customers. So that is super important because a lot of our business is based on referrals. You know, we have a lot of clients that will approach us and they'll say, hey, Tom, let me introduce you to such and such. You know, this is one of my good friends and they have this. So they're, you know, these experiences that we're providing to our clients, they're now talking about it to their friends and, you know, counterparts at other businesses, which is in turn bringing more business on.
Getting that referral business has to be the ultimate compliment for you and your team.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's always kind of like a proud moment when, you know, you see from, you know, my point is I see my guys putting their blood, sweat, and tears into the operation of a client and staying late. And, you know, the customers don't always send you an email like, oh, hey, thanks for going above and beyond. So when you have those referrals, it's really cool because it's just kind of like a proud moment to say like, hey, you know what, whatever one of my employees is overseeing this account is just knocking it out, and they're so impressed that they want to, you know, turn us on to other customers.
Is managing the growth and the client load the biggest challenge that you face for the remainder of 2021?
Yes, because, you know, it's easy to say, like, just keep feeding us, right? Keep sending us business. But the hard part is making sure that you're staffing according to the business coming in. So it's, you have to really pace your, you know, your people, your equipment, your space with your incoming clientele, because you don't want to promise people, you know, rainbows and sunshine, and then they get here and it's just all doom and gloom, right? So it's super important that you, whatever we're promising our customers, that we're able to show up on the back end with the right people.
Does being a regional director for Logistics Plus in the second largest market in the United States bring with it any additional pressures or opportunities?
I'd say more opportunities. You know, I put a lot of pressure on myself and my team to really drive, you know, change and improvement, to find new ways to do stuff, to, you know, question why we're doing things certain ways and, like, how can we improve that? So, you know, I think that internally that I create enough pressure on there. The market, though, it creates definitely more opportunity because you have so much volumes that are coming in and out of this, you know, LA, LBC port that, like, there's new customers out there. There's so many customers out there. So it's hard to, without doing, you know, if you're doing your due diligence, it would be hard not to, to grow because there's so many opportunities.
It sounds like if you do business the LP way, if you treat your customers in the right manner, the business referrals follow. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. If you just, you know, ultimately provide good experiences to your customers, everything else should, you know, work itself out.
How large is the LP workforce in Southern California? And have you faced any challenges as far as fulfilling positions at your warehouse? As we know, COVID-19 has created some problems in that regard.
No, you know, you just have to find good people, right? At the end of the day, you could train people on the industry. So it's really just a matter of finding people that want to be here and, you know, do a good job. Like, you could take somebody from any field, right? If you go to a restaurant and you have a server that is just super motivated and makes sure you had a great experience, you can plug more often than not that person into a dock operation, teach them, like, okay, the verbiage and the operation, and you could be better off than having somebody who has 40 years of dock experience but doesn't care about the customer experience. So I think that, you know, we try to take that approach, make sure we get people that fit into our culture, that understand the importance of taking care of the client, and we could teach them the rest. That really is what's the main focus for us. And so, like I said, we have anywhere from 30 to, you know, 30 plus, up to 80. Now with Ontario, we're probably into the, you know, potentially 100 at some point, flexible staffing depending on our projects.
We've had many conversations with Jim Berlin throughout the last couple of years. And the one thing that he always stresses and takes a great amount of pride in is providing a great workplace environment for younger people and feeding off of that energy. Is that something that you've experienced in Southern California?
Yes, yes. You know, it's super important to try and extend that culture, right? Because you can't have that just in Erie or just the places that are close. And the further you get, obviously it takes a little bit more work. But we definitely have experienced a lot of that. And we try to mirror some of the things that they do. You know, I'd say about maybe a year or two ago, they had a ping pong tournament in Erie. And so, you know, my team and I, we saw that. So we went and got a ping pong table and, you know, tried to have a little ping pong tournament of our own. So we'll try to take lead from what we're doing at corporate and pass it along to the team here.
It's well documented the amount of awards and accolades that Logistics Plus has received over the years, being recognized as a great workplace. From your standpoint, what makes LP so special?
You know, I think that the fact that we have a lot of flexibility and support to get our jobs done, you know, we're able to adapt to our customer needs, you know, like I mentioned earlier, pretty swiftly. And that's just so much different than anywhere I've ever been. And if you're, you know, a customer-minded person where you want to provide solutions to your customers, there's nothing more frustrating than having those delays. So being able to provide quick, you know, reasonable solutions to our customers is probably one of the things that stands out the most to me.
Tom, you referenced the ping pong table. Are there any other examples of how you keep that same workplace culture alive and thriving in Southern California?
Yeah, you know, another thing is that I don't know if I've ever been anywhere with such an accessible CEO. You know, I just haven't been somewhere where you will just get random messages just checking in, right? He'll send everybody an email on their birthday checking in and just random thoughts of the day or, you know, things like that. So that really it makes it easier to drive it because, you know, you can talk to your team on the dock, and when you say, like, hey, if you have questions, you can go to, whether it be me or all the way up to Jim, you can go there. You know, often companies will say that, oh, we have this open door policy, but you don't hear from the CEOs. The CEOs don't make their ways to the facilities. That's just not the case here. So it makes it a lot easier to extend that culture when you feel like he's actually kind of living and breathing it with you.
Tom, that's great insight about what it's like to work for Jim Berlin. How have you worked together with Jim and the corporate office to maximize LP's California footprint?
You know, when he comes out here, he'll meet with everybody, right? So it's not just him sitting in a room. He comes out, he'll spend time on the dock when we were moving. He was on a forklift, which, you know, probably would have rather have not been on that, but he's on the forklift. You know, he gets in the weeds with you, and, you know, he has this way about him when he's kind of in the weeds that he'll, like, subtly talk about stuff, and then maybe, you know, a day or two later when he's gone, that conversation still will stick in your head. You know, and I think that by doing that, employees take notice of that too, right? So now Jim said he's here this week, and he's had 30 of those little conversations with 30 different people, and now he's gone next week. Those conversations still stick into people's heads. So I think that it kind of helps because now when they're handling stuff, they still have this personal experience with Jim of like, well, you know, he's just like you and me. And okay, I really want to take care of this, not just because I want to, you know, help this place grow for me and my potential, but for the actual organization, I want to do the right thing.
California is quite a ways away from Erie, Pennsylvania, obviously, and Logistics Plus has many other offices across the U.S. and around the world. Between the distance and all of the COVID protocols, how do you stay connected with your colleagues?
You know, we've been so busy, you know, that we've all really been working, so there was never really a point in time that we disconnected. But, you know, we will use all the different forms of communication, right? We'll call, email. My personal favorite is always Teams. I generally will usually use video calls when I call people just so you could see who you're talking to, put a face with a name, because, you know, somebody on the East Coast that has never seen me or that I have never seen, it's just good to know who you're talking to, right? So that kind of helps close the gap between the offices. And I always stress to my team, you know, try when you're talking to people on Teams, if you're calling them, try to use your video so that you guys can see and maybe make it a little bit more of a personal experience.
Tom, we really appreciate you being a part of this edition of the Business Spotlight. In closing, is there anything else that you'd like to discuss regarding yourself, LP Southern California, or the industry?
No, I think we covered a lot, and you know, I appreciate you having us on today.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio, WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.